Yep, December the 14th. Okay, public hearings.
Case number 12,493, Ekaterina Barg seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for existing structures. Section 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the south side of White Pine Drive within the Pines at Long Neck subdivision. The 911 address is 136 White Pine Drive, Millsboro. The zoning district is GR, tax parcel is District 234, map 23, parcel 859. The applicant's requesting a 7.2-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement and an 8.7-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard requirement for an existing trellis. The office received one letter of support from the adjacent owner on the side the variance is being requested, zero opposition and zero mail return. And staff would like to note that there was, the owner did receive a notice of violation to obtain a permit and that there was building within the setback. They submitted for the permit the same day, the variance application as soon as they get the paperwork together. And all that's under review pending today, the permit.
So they're not...
Like, they, once they notified, realized they were needed to get a permit and there was issues, they immediately applied for...
For the variance.
Everything, yeah. Just FYI.
Good evening.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sturgevit, Carmine, Weidman, McCarty, and Owens. I represent the applicant, Katia Barg, who has applied for a 7.2-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet for an existing trellis and an 8.7-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet for the overhang of the trellis. Ms. Barg is in attendance this evening on behalf of this application, and I'll have her sworn in at the end of the presentation. We've also submitted exhibit booklets for your review and consideration. Ms. Barg purchased this property located at 136 White Pine Drive in the Pines at Long Neck subdivision on March 31st, 2017, in an effort to create a natural shaded area for her children to play and enjoy. She did engage a contractor to construct a trellis in the side yard of this property. After the trellis was erected, she received a notice of violation, so she was informed that the trellis, one, needed a permit, and two, that it encroached into the side yard setback. She promptly sought a permit, which was denied because she did need a variance in order to bring that structure into compliance, and she did promptly file this application at that time. This property is unique. It is a narrow rectangular lot. Again, it's located in the Pines at Long Neck subdivision. It consists of only 7,500 square feet of land. The property is 60 feet wide by 125 feet deep. The exceptional practical difficulty is related to the uniqueness of this property and not due to circumstances or conditions generally created by the zoning code. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code at this juncture, as the purpose of the trellis would be defeated if it must be modified to comply with the side yard setback requirement. It's a very small space. That space, if we would have to bring it into compliance, would be too small for Ms. Barg's children to play, and little, if any, shade would be created by the trellis. A variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by Ms. Barg. She had no control over the size of the lot, the house, or the placement of the house. Again, it's a very narrow rectangular lot. She simply sought to create a natural shaded area for her children to play on this unique undersized lot. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located. It will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Rather, the trellis will create a natural buffer and enhance the property. Also, the owner of the adjoining property that would be directly impacted by the trellis did submit a letter of no objection to Ms. Barg's variance request, claiming specifically that the trellis does not interfere with her residence at all. The variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the variance or of the regulation in issue. Again, she seeks to bring the existing trellis into compliance with the zoning code and nothing more. At this time, I would like to introduce Ms. Barg. come to the podium? The roundabout way. If she could be sworn in.
Can you stand up to the podium, please? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. It's Ekaterina Barg, 136 White Pine Drive, Hillsborough, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
And Ms. Barg, you heard the representations that I made to the board this evening?
Yes.
Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Do you have any additional information that you would like to present to the board?
No.
Well, thank you. We, of course, are available for any questions that the board may have, and we thank you for your consideration of this request.
Who was the contractor?
His name is Jesus Gonzalez.
And I take it he has a company and he has a building license or building business license.
I assume so.
And did he pull a permit to build the structure?
I think not.
He did not. It's at least based on our conversations, it's my understanding that there may have been some confusion as to whether or not a building permit was required for a trellis. He said that it wasn't, that trellis wasn't defined in the code. That was his understanding, as far as I know. I, of course, wasn't privy to any conversation.
And when was this constructed?
In the summertime. I can't remember exactly, but in the beginning of summer.
June or July?
June.
Of this year.
Maybe like late June, if I'm not mistaken.
And it was shortly thereafter
was
that you
very
received.
Very shortly after that, I received the notice.
Is it finished?
Yeah, it's done.
All completely finished.
Those pictures. Did you see those pictures on there? They don't really look like a trellis. It looks like
no.
I'm not quite.
I thought it'd be closer together now, but
yeah.
It doesn't have any natural habitation on it yet.
Correct.
She envisioned vines and.
Yeah, the idea was to plant vines so that they could go up and over to create the shaded area. That's it. That's why they're so tall.
How? So there isn't a drawing for your neighbors. How close is this to any of their structures? It's right on. Looks like it's right on the line.
It's almost, but I think it's about 3 or 4 feet to their property, and they don't have any structures directly next to it. It's a driveway.
The 4x4 in these pictures, that to me looks like your property line. That's not 3 to 4 feet from their property.
It's just about. It's actually. It's not direct. What you're looking at, there's still a space to the property line. It's not. It looks like it's one property and the other, but it's actually not.
Are those bushes yours?
So, those bushes are mine. So there's still space. Yeah, it's about a little over 3 feet. And on the other side of where the neighbors are, it's like their driveway. There's nothing that's in the way, or they don't mind. They think it's a good idea.
And I assume the house is not, the neighbor's house is not within the setbacks, so I assume it would be at least 10 feet.
Yeah.
From the side lot line. I think that post was measured, so I requested a 7.2-foot variance, so 2.8 feet from the side lot line. And then you have the overhang that extends further.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board?
How did the notice of violation materialize?
Our constable's department issued it on August 5th. Normally, there's a phone call made or that type of thing that starts that.
So somebody complained. Is that what you're saying?
Let me double check. I don't want to say.
Thank you.
No other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application? Thank you.
You're welcome.
It appears the constable's office received an email to report that they were building it without a permit.
Okay. Thank you. So this is my question. How is it not created by the applicant?
Well, as I stated earlier, the applicant didn't choose the size of the lot. It's a very narrow and deep.
Well, she did purchase. She purchased the lot, and she knew what she was purchasing when she bought it. So
she purchased the lot and then realized, she purchased it 3 years ago, realized that she needed some shade. Very narrow lot. The house is turned sideways. There's no other place to create any shaded area on the lot due to its size and the placement of the house. And she did engage, she thought she was doing everything correctly. She did engage a contractor to erect the trellis and try to remedy the violation immediately.
Any other questions? Mr. Workman?
What's the size of that?
What, of the trellis?
Yeah, the whole length and width of it coming up. Maybe 13.4.
On the survey.
Eight, and I don't know how.
I believe 13.4, Mr. Workman, is from the house to the side property line. So it would be.
Okay.
If I had to guess, a little more than 10 feet.
Okay, I see that now, Jimmy. Yeah. Ma'am, you did say he's all finished with it?
Yes.
How much did you pay for it?
$1,100.
Pardon?
$1,100.
Can it be moved to the rear?
And I say that because you've got 16.7 feet from the dwelling to the rear property line. This one, Ms. Norwood, correct me if I'm wrong, but appeared to be a small lot, in which case that the rear yard setback would, I think, be 5 feet?
Yeah, but in the back, it's really wooded, and I wouldn't want my kid to play over there.
Okay, so trees make it.
There's a lot of trees and bushes and bogs and all kinds of.
That's your lot there.
I can see, yeah. I would not really like that.
Okay.
It's going to take a while if you're going to plant some type of vegetation to grow.
Yeah, vines grow pretty quick, though, so usually, and that's the idea. I mean, that's what I had envisioned, so if it takes a little while, that's fine. It's okay with me.
But you have no intentions of closing it in at some point?
Not at all. This is strictly for that purpose, to just grow some vines over it, put some, like, maybe a bench or something underneath and let my kids play over there. That's all. There's no other intentions for it at all whatsoever.
And you know now that you're going to make sure that they get a building permit?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely.
Do you have the contractor's address or phone number? I'm sure we'll want to send him a letter.
I don't have his address at hand. I may have his phone number if you want to provide that.
I think that would be a good thing to reach out to Mr. Gonzalez.
We have a number and his address in the permit.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
So who came and got the permit?
Nobody signed for it yet, so I'm not sure if it was the builder, but we do have the builder's information in there.
I reached out to him after I got the notice, and I think he attempted to get a permit after. But because there was a violation in place, that wasn't possible.
Okay.
So.
Right, there is some notes to that effect I was reading. There was a few days to get someone to come in, tried to get the permit, was put on hold, and then they've come back. But as part of the process is to get the contractor's name, so they do have that entered in there. We just haven't issued one yet.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions? No questions. Any other questions from members of the board? Nope. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. I guess I can't ask another question, Kelly. Can I? Could you make it not as wide? Could you move those posts to make it a little bit narrower, that you're not as close to the property line, or would that defeat the purpose of the?
Yeah, it kind of would defeat the purpose because it's already narrow enough, and if I move the post even more over, that they will stand, those posts will stand sort of in the center of the side of the house. So it would look even more ugly than it does now.
Okay.
Are we open or closed?
Closed. Did you want to ask another question?
No, ma'am.
Would you like to make a motion?
If I may.
That would be lovely, because y'all are too quiet tonight.
Madam Chair, I'm
move that we deny case 12493 for the request of variance. The applicant engaged in the construction of the trellis without a permit or a request for the variance, and therefore I believe that the exceptional practical difficulty was created by the applicant.
Do I have a second? Do I have a second? Do I have a second? No second, then the motion dies.
That's correct.
I will now entertain a motion. Motion to table. Motion to do something.
Madam Chair, I make a motion we table case number 12493 to the next regular meeting.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Nay.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I vote yes. 4-1 table to our next regular meeting, which would be December 14th.